From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown.
41!
Scott Brown supporters roaring 41 last night as Brown pulled an historic upset in the Massachusetts special Senate election. He'll be the 41st Republican in the Senate, eliminating the Democrats' filibuster-proof majority President Obama has counted on to move his agenda forward. Brown will take the seat occupied for decades by the late Ted Kennedy, the so-called Lion of Liberals. Monica Brady Meyeroff of member station WBUR says Democrats are dazed and trying to figure out how to go forward.
Democrats in Massachusetts are asking themselves what happened. Attorney General Martha Coakley had a strong lead in the polls and statewide name recognition, but lost to a little-known state senator, Republican Scott Brown. Some supporters said her campaign wasn't proactive enough. Others said Coakley didn't get enough support from state or national Democrats who took a win for granted. But the chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party, John Walsh, says it's no use pointing fingers.
I would say to everyone, let's stop the blame game. Let's start, because if that's the analysis, who did this wrong or who did that wrong, then we're going to be continually running in this circle.
Senator John Kerry says he hopes the Democratic Party won't succumb to the temptation to form a circular firing squad. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyeroff in Boston.
President Obama and Democratic leaders now must figure out how to move health care legislation forward. One possibility is for the House to pass a bill close to the Senate version many House Democrats don't like. More U.S. troops and troops from other countries have their feet on the ground in Haiti today. It has taken more than a week for significant help to arrive after Haiti's earthquake, but more people are getting water and food. 7 days after the quake, NPR's Greg Allen reports there was a dramatic rescue in the hard-hit city of Jacmel on Haiti's southern coast.
Jacmel is a city on Haiti's southern coast that was hit hard by last week's earthquake. Damage is not as severe as Port-au-Prince, but hundreds of people died, including many children at a combined primary and secondary school. In addition, Jacmel's old section with historic French colonial architecture was largely demolished. Streets near the waterfront are filled with bricks and rubble. But there was a positive, in fact, as France Lambert said, an almost miraculous development on Tuesday.
A baby, you know, they find him alive.
Really? How old?
Just a baby, a newborn.
And the baby's been there for a week now?
Yeah, of course.
Rescuers pulled a tiny baby no more than a month or two old from the wreckage of a house. Jacmel is starting to clean up and starting to grow as people fleeing Port-au-Prince return to their hometown. Greg Allen, NPR News, Jacmel.
Police say they have cornered a man near Appomattox, Virginia. They think shot and killed 8 people yesterday and took down a police helicopter with gunfire. This is NPR News. President Obama has tossed another $1.3 billion into his so-called Race to the Top Fund to improve education. NPR's Claudio Sanchez says about 40 states are expected to compete for more than $4 billion in federal aid for education over the next few months.
Instead of just giving cash-starved states more money for schools, President Obama wants them to compete for it.
After months of planning and preparation, the first round of Race to the Top applications is coming due today.
Here's what Mr. Obama wants states to do with the money. They must shut down failing schools and open more privately run charter schools, develop tougher tests tied to higher academic standards, collect better data with which to track and report students' progress, make teacher training more rigorous, and evaluate teachers based on their students' performance and test scores. Most states have submitted applications, but in several states, teachers and local school officials have withheld their support. About a dozen states didn't even apply because the money came with too many strings attached, or because some states simply weren't sold on the Obama administration's ideas to improve schools. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Storms continue to pummel coastal California, and officials are trying to get ahead of them. Mike McCarron of the San Francisco International Airport says the airport is as ready as it can be for more rough weather.
Make sure all of our pumps are working, all the drains are clear, making sure everything's ready to go, but we'll have to see what Mother Nature unfolds for us.
Los Angeles police have been going door to door asking people to be out of homes in foothills areas prone to mudslides. Thunderstorms and what looked like tornadoes rammed ashore with heavy winds in Santa Barbara, Los Angeles County beach towns, and parts of Orange and San Diego counties. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.